convinced. We're starting with halacha. We're starting from the Sfarim. It's very important halacha for you to know.
Yeah.
And really, in the introduction, he says that it's many, many halachas of Bara. It's from the hardest halacha in Hilchos Shabbos to be careful. It's the easiest to stumble on Hilchos Bara. Hilchos Bara means to select, right? And one of the mulachas are, it's forbidden to select, right? Different things. Now, it's very, very easy to be over a Bara, like the Shabur Ozan Akdama brings down. In a second, a person will be chayv Hilchos Shabbos.
Yeah.
We'll try to start learning, see what we can get to. It's very complicated, very long, very deep, but we'll try to understand whatever we can. One who separates good, bad, the bad from the good, even with one hand, so you didn't try to do it like a shinui. Even if you eat it right away, chayv. You're chayv. So what? If you separated the food from the junk, then also, even if you took the good for the bad, right? Let's say you took the good for the bad. Even if you did, but if you still did it with the kli, that the utensil that's specified for this thing, still your chayv. But if you did it with your hand. The imlech la achas man also you chayv. If you ate it after time, you also chayv. The imlech la alter muter. If you eat it right away, it's muter. So, which means, in order to barer in a way that's permitted, if you want to select something, you need to fulfill three conditions.
Good
for first of all, it's be the good from the bad. You're separating the good from the bad. Usually, when you want to take something out, what do you do usually? You usually take the bad out. You weed out the bad. So, here, first of all, you take the good from the bad. Second of all, you do it. With your hand, not with your utensil. And the third condition is you have to use it right away. It can't be for future. Like the Gemara says, it can't be for storage purposes. It's for now. It's within the next half hour, or for the suda also is good enough. If I'm before a meal, I want to separate things for a meal, that's also going to be allowed, or within a half hour.
If you don't eat the skin from your fish, how would you do that? Do it with your hand?
No, so that's different. That's a little bit different. We'll get to it. Here we're referring to, let's say you have
nuts,
different types of mixed nuts, or apples and oranges, or you have your barley and your potatoes and your own
black licorice candy.
Black licorice candy mixed with red licorice
candy.
Red licorice candy.
Right,
so you don't like the black, so you want to eat the red. So that, yeah, it goes by you. Whatever's good and bad goes for you. It goes by you. Whatever is good and it's by you.
That's
bad.
Like the majority of people.
Yeah, but that, here it goes by the person. It doesn't go by you. Over here, for this halacha, it goes by what you want right now. It doesn't go by the majority. So even though the majority of people don't like black licorice, it goes by you. If Hanan likes black licorice, then for him that's considered the good. So he would pull out the black licorice. If you like the red, you would have to take out the red licorice.
Uh-huh. But I'm sure he doesn't like black licorice.
No. He does.
See,
he
told you
he hates
it.
Australia.
It's a natural
wax.
Yeah, he likes it. See,
doesn't like it. Fine. So it goes by the person. It's a more halacha. It goes by the person. It doesn't go by the general public. Most people. It goes by each person. So now, if you fulfill all three conditions, then you could do barer the correct way. If you're eating, you have potatoes and barley on your plate, you're eating your chalent, and right now, I want to eat the barley. So right now, I want to eat the barley. So make sure, don't sit there separating, right? Well, let's say I don't like potatoes today. I'm not in the mood of eating potatoes. Too much. I don't want potatoes. I just want barley. Too much carbs. So I want to eat the barley. So then, just eat the barley. So then, if you separate it, then make sure to separate first, take the good, move it to that one side of your plate, and make sure to do it biyad, and with your, right? Biyad, right? I mean, don't do this fancy kli that was made for this sifting purpose.
You say with your hand, like a spoon with your hand.
That's good, a spoon is like your hand. When you say you shouldn't do it with a specific, it's like, let's say you use a sifter. Right, let's say you want to use a sifter to sift something.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you would work it out, you take the good from the bad, and you're using it right away, since it's with the sifter, it's still not allowed. But a spoon is an extension of your hand. That's called with your hand. Like, for example, you want to take the barley, and just eat the barley. You can move over all the barley, right, with your hand, and to eat it right away. So you're doing it, the good from the bad, it's called miyad and biyad, right away, and with your hand, and then it's going to be, that's if you keep the three conditions, then it's going to be mutter. Oh, so let's see this further. And if you, he said an hour, Ben Shchai gives you an hour. If you're doing it, selecting now, so you can eat after an hour, Chashu Bar L'Achazman, consider you're doing Bar for a later time, but Asr, and therefore it's going to be Asr. However, he has a new case now. The Bar L'Su'uda, let's say I'm going to selecting for a Suda, the Suda is going to start within an hour. I'm not necessarily going to eat this. This can be for dessert. These nuts are for dessert. But the Suda is going to start for an hour. I have a draw, and I have apple and pears and oranges. I want to take out the apples from the, to make a nice fancy fruit platter. So if the meal is going to start within an hour, then you could take the apples out of the draw, the good from the bad, with your hand. And that's already considered, as long as the meal is going to start within an hour, it's good enough. That's what he says. If I'm doing that, at least the Suda is going to start less than an hour. Mutter, it's allowed. Even though the suda you're eating in, nivshachas achilacha, achilasla, but your eating extends harbishas many hours. Mutter, you eat a 2 hour meal, you're not eating this dessert till afterwards. As long as it goes by the meal, as long as the meal is going to start soon, that's considered that it's considered that it's for right away. So he gives you an hour, so let's say half hour, he gives an hour, because we're waiting for an hour.
Why is it bad? You're saying it's a spoiled? Is that what you mean by bad? The fruit is spoiled?
No,
it doesn't matter. Whatever the scenario is.
That's not your preference. Whatever you prefer over what you don't prefer.
Mm-hmm. But you will still eat it maybe later, but it's not
because it's edible, doesn't it?
Yeah. Correct. So.
Cashews and pistachio nuts or whatever. You only want pistachios at the top.
So you can't do it.
You can't take out the cashews. You got to take out the pistachios.
Take out the good. Keep the preconditions.
Yeah, preconditions.
Take the good from the bad, do it right away within an hour when you want to eat it, or the suda is going to start, and do it without a fancy utensil, do it with your hand, or with a fork or a spoon, it'll be like your hand, but not with a fancy sifting, the specified kli made for use for that object. That's the next halacha. Kol davar she'eino writes about ata halacha, anything that I don't want to eat at ata now, shuma or which is mixed in davar she'eino ata halacha, which you want to eat it right now. It's considered she'ainu writes for that I don't want. Psalus, if I don't want it right now, it's considered bad, it's considered garbage. That's how, like my friend said, it depends on what I want, what I prefer, or what I don't prefer. Even though it's food, still, it's a problem of iron. If you're going to take this thing that I do not want now from something that I do want now, Chashel is considered a bar psal of the echel. It's considered you're taking the bad from the good, from the food. The asa got a bar lechel out. There's also asa you're going to eat it right away. Well, okay, therefore, in Maran, it is mixed. Chatichas pieces of shtein mine dagim zedah. Two pieces of fish are mixed into each other.
Like a catfish.
But who wrote the atah? I mean, echadavka. He right now wants only one of them. Yivra mincha writes about you, mincha anyway. So the first, take the species you want from the type you want. They lech ala alter in order to eat it right away. But don't do the opposite. Make sure first to eat the fish that you want and not the opposite. Now it gets even more specific. Who are they? The same rule would apply. Let's get tomorrow. There's different types of dates. They sell many different types of dates, like 50 or 60, many different types of dates. So you have right now many different types of dates in your plate, two different types of dates. Now I specifically want one type of date now. There also, make sure to take the good date that I want now first. They're separated b'shman in their names, b'ta'aman, and their taste. So here it says specifically, like, if you call, give me these majul dates over these other type of dates. You have to have two. So he said over here also that I know specifically there's a difference in name. Not just like, oh, this one looks bigger, this one looks smaller. There's a difference, he says, in the name and in their taste. But right after minachad, you only want one now. Here, you should choose the ikach minah rights, but for the ones that you want. So that's now yesh machmir. Those who are even strict, I feel b'minachad, even if it's one species. When I want to take the good from the not good, for me, I have preference over this species, one over the other.
Bigger or smaller.
The same species. So some people are machmir, saying it's a chumrah. Some people are strict that even then they'll make sure not to take out the bad ones, they'll take the good from the bad. She's our gamaze. You should be careful on this. Also, liver. You should write to my after what I want. Minchu write about the species that I want now. The gamaze also on this. Well, here be a nech was to that. Don't leave for another meal. Elikad lech la'ata only to what I can eat right away. Or la'achar zman pam shvel, or less than an hour after the time, less than an hour, because then shnei minu has got like two species. And Beit Shai holds that Tav is good lachosh to worry bazeh with this l'sfaris machmirim, according to the logic of the people who are strict. Va'aval bishu reiv apayskim sfirlu, even though most of the apayskim hold lekha din barim v'necha, there's no din barim in one species. The chayner d'asmeran tzal, this seems to be the with the Shulchan Aruch also. And Kozai says, still in all, with this, ma'afra the chosh v'achrenu, that after the achrenim we're worried, not lachosh, it's good to be strict. You have what to rely. See, the truth is, Shulchan Aruch really says one species, okay, not a considered bar. Says still, you should be strict. Let's say a guy did bar now. Because why did he do bar? He took the good from the bad. Did it with his hand. However, he was really doing it for a suit in 5 hours. He's doing it for Shal Shuddis. Now he wants to do tshuva. Does it help him to eat it right away?
No.
Is it going to help him? What do you say? Should it help him? He's retroactively say, so it came out really for now. What do you say?
Intention, right? So
goes by intention. So really, you're right. It goes by intention because the whole isser of it by is you're separating for long term just to put it away. So it goes by your intention while you were doing the separation. So even if later you change your mind and you eat it right away, it doesn't fix it up. That's the next halacha. That's what Michael said. So the halacha is Michael. So let's see halacha again. And biru bekavana shall isser. You did it when you did bar. You had the intention to do isser. Why? Because you intended like the kavanasa laniach la'avas man. You intended that she eat it afterwards. That was the main for the zuz man. You want to eat it for shal shuz. But after Shabbat and after you clarify it, you changed your mind. Lach la'azot to eat it right away. I thought I was going to save it for dessert for Shal Shuddis. Now I'll eat the same here for dessert for the meal now. Halasi, I brought up in a tshuva with Siyat Hashmaya, the spirit of Sivra Kosh, Rapala, my sefer, Rapala. The loy ma'ani lay macha, it doesn't help to change now. Shanimlach la'achal after that you change your mind to eat it right away. Shekhbar Baruch, ma'a sefer, because you already finished your action. The machshavis isser with the intention of isser. And it's chayav b'kach, and therefore you're already going to be chayav. And he said, he brought proof for this. The race your eyes, that's right, he brought proof. The same case we have. Let's say a person cooked on Shabbos, kosher food. But then what happened? He found a sick person that needs to eat on Shabbos. So I'll give it to him. Then I didn't do anything wrong. No, there also doesn't help. If when you cooked, you didn't know there's a sick person who needs the food, you got your issur. Doesn't help you. Have to go find. You go to the forest, do tshuva, but it's not going to help you. Go try to go find the sick guy who needs your meat. So he says, but who was in a bishul b'shabbos? Also, if someone cooked on Shabbos, but after shall be shot after he cooks, this damel lechayli, he got a chayla sheish pasakano, a chayla who's in danger of life. Should tarch loyzav, he needs this meat, this that he needs to eat my rib steak. Lein ifter b'kach, he don't become fatu. Ma'achshav gamer abish ma'achshav. Since when you cooked, it was aser, therefore. It's not going to help. What about if when you ate you had some leftovers? Right? Do you have to be exact? Well, I'm doing bar now. Do I have to be exact?
Right. Because it's still gimel?
Yeah. So what do you say? Do I have to be, let's say I have guests, I'm not sure how much fruit salad I'm going to need. Yeah. So it could be I'll only need 2 apples. It could be I'll need 5 apples. I don't know. I'm not sure I'll need 3 apples or 4 apples. I don't know. Am I allowed to do bar on 5 apples?
Should be good.
And then you might have leftovers, so that's okay.
It's
if I'm doing my bro, what I think I'm going to need.
Yeah. As long as you don't know.
Right? I don't know. Right. I'm not doing a trick. I might say, I for sure need to cut 5 apples and oranges. Right. I don't know what I'm going to need. Yeah. Right? So if I don't know what I'm going to need, so then it's mutter. Right? If I don't know, I don't know how much fruit salad I'm going to need. I'm picking out 5 apples.
Do you know what's considered good or bad? Is that
yeah, I know, I know, I know. I want apples and not oranges. I'm serving apples, making apple it's Rosh Hashanah by night, and I'm making, I'm dipped the apple in the honey. I don't know how much apples people are going to eat. So then you could take the amount you think you'll need, and it's mutter, right?
Nice.
You take the amount you think you'll need, and then it's and then it's mutter, correct? However, then it has a new shadow. Jonathan, you hear the new shadow?
No, I'm ready for it.
You're only allowed to do bar for what you're going to need. We said you're going to use right away.
Right.
Let's say I want to fill up my whole bowl of apples so it should look nice for the guests. I know I'm not going to eat the whole bowl of apples. I don't like serving half a plate. It's not nice. I have guests. I want to serve a full plate. I had them in the fridge. I want to serve, I don't half a plate. Ladies, I don't want to serve half a cake. Like, don't eat the piece of cake before. It has to come out of whole. Cake has to come out whole. Right? So am I allowed to do bar just so I should be, it should look nice. I know we're not gonna eat, I don't think we're eating all these apples. There's no way, unless guys, you know, they're really still very hungry. Hopefully not. At the end of the meal, they're not eating all these apples. Is it mutter? Is that considered that I'm not gonna eat it? So Ben Chai says, what is everybody say over here?
No, I would say it's not allowed. If he has any intention, he's not gonna.
I'm not gonna eat it, but I'm gonna use it. Oh, that's the difference. I'm not necessarily going to eat it, but I'm going to use it because it's the fact that it's on the plate makes the guest, it makes me happy, it makes me feel good. So I'm getting use out of it. It's not like I'm doing it really for later. I'm doing it for now. But I'm not going to eat it, I'm just going to have a use of it. So what does Talmid Chacham say here? I'm getting a use, I'm not going to eat it. Oh, but is that a heter? I'm not eating it. Are you allowed to do it? I'm not going to eat it just for to be happy? For honor, for my covenant, for the guest. Is that that's his question. Is that a good enough heter?
No, not your covenant, the guest's covenant.
Fine, but the guest's covenant also. But is that a heter for Baruch? He says yes. Should eat it? It's not only eating. I mean, that's his question. Maybe it's only for eating. Maybe you have to eat it right away. He comes out, no. He brings down that if you want to do it to fill the plate, that it should look nice, right? Then it's considered that you need it. It's considered a tzarech for the suda. And therefore, he's going to say that therefore it's going to be mutter. That's when the Ben Shchai comes out. So you're allowed to fill up. You want to fill a whole plate of whatever it is. You have your nuts. You want to fill the whole plate of that corner with those nuts. You want to make sure that's full. You don't want to look half empty, look skimpy, right? So then you're allowed to, because then it's considered a need for the suda. Even though it's not tzarech achila, say the tzarech suda, it is a tzarech for the suda. Therefore, Chazal said it's mutter. That's what. So he gives a heter over here.
Also included there is tzarech lobim.
Yeah, but there's no heter to turk around for bar. No such heter. That's not a heter about bar for the rice. So, what's it? Is that a heter? So to who could? Well, they don't have the apples also. He's saying here the heter is. He said that's posh simple. That's cool. The turk achir. That's cool for the suda. Fine. Well, what happens if a person already did bar now? They already did the bar. What happens now? What do you do now? The person already took the app, they took the good, they took the bad from the good.
You should
eat it. It's actually. So what happens if you overeat Mechal Shabbos, the rice, on purpose, intentional, amazing? What's the halacha? What if Chazal said, we give you a knas, we give you a penalty? What's the rule? So is Mechal Shabbos, the rice, now that I know from these things forever. If it's on purpose. Let's see, Talit. If Uber Ubaris, amazing, Beshabbos, Beyoga, a person went on purpose, intentionally, and they did bro with his hands. He took the bad from the good on purpose. He's not, he forgot, he knew the halacha. He purposely went.
Purpose.
Or, he took the good from the bad, he did with benafo, makar, with a receive and a sifter. The only thing he did is isr deraisa. Halacha is like all times, even chal Shabbos, you can never benefit from this stuff forever. Haraisa the asr la'ilam. This thing is prohibited forever. Mishum, because the nena, you're having benefit from like a Shabbos, from somebody who's only worked on Shabbos. Kedina Vashem Shabbos, just like someone who cooks on Shabbos, on purpose, knows a lot of benefit from it forever. So they're also, you're not allowed to benefit from it forever. However, because, what?
Somebody else benefit from it? Instead of cooking, somebody else.
Too amazing. Could someone else benefit from it?
Like after Shabbat, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, after Shabbat.
Someone else.
So I have to look at that. I don't know that Allah Habai. Cooking in the beginning, Shmir Shabbos Rochasa, he brings down the halachas. In the beginning, they bring down the rules. Do you have it here, Shmir Shabbos?
We talked about it last week, I think.
Yeah, we talked about cooking last week.
Well, cooking.
We started cooking, right? It depends on the main, it wasn't last, maybe 2 weeks ago. Last week?
If it was a goal, we have to wait the amount of time.
Right, so we said, right, we said if other people could eat on Matzei Shabbos, correct. We said in Halacha Aleph, in Parshas Vayit Halacha Aleph, right, we said that Asa b'mezid, someone who cooked with mezid, Asa loy la'aylam. V'lacher was mutar on Matzei Shabbos. Very good, so we said that. So again, someone was barred that this person can never eat this food forever, but other people could eat it only on Matzei Shabbos. So if someone was did a barred on purpose to make a salad, a lady in the kitchen, then she can't eat it forever, and everyone else can't either eat the salads. Kanas from the Chazal, they don't want you to start doing barred. And everyone else can't eat it until Matzei Shabbos. Good. However, because of Mishchei is a question. Why cooking? You did Isser, you cooked it. You can't undo your Isser. What about if you go mix up the fruits again? And then you want to do it the right way.
Take the dates.
Take the dates, or your apples and oranges. Let's say you took out, you took the bad for the good. You took out the oranges first. Right? You did an Isser of Barbie Mitzvah, you can't eat the stuff, no one can eat it till Matzei Shabbos, no fruit salad. Are you allowed to put it back together?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, mix it again. And then take the good from the bad, do the rest of you, undo your bar. So I'm not benefiting from your bar. Your bar, your Bechal Shabbos, that's your issue. I want fruit salads, what are you doing? Why now we're not going to have fruit salads, but you did it. I'll mix the fruits.
Can somebody else come in?
So, or even him, come mix the fruits. And now I'm going to take the good from the bad. So I'm not benefiting from bar now. It's, what was the whole problem? You're not going to have benefits from someone's Bechal Shabbos. But that's what we said by food, right? Whole Shabbos, you can't benefit from someone's Bechal Shabbos. You hear the Shabbos now? What about if you mix the fruits again?
Wow.
Right? We said if someone with Bechal Shabbos the Meziv, he can't benefit it from forever, and everyone else can't benefit from Matzei Shabbos. But everyone wants fruit salad. We want fruit salad. You come to the kitchen, you see the wife, she mixed it up, but everyone wants fruit salad. So let's mix them back up again. And then take the good for the bad, so then I'm not going to have enough from Achil Shabbos.
Wow. But then you can?
That's the question. He's asking, what do you say? Tell me the Chachamim?
No.
Why? But I'm not having enough from Achil Shabbos anymore. Your Achil Shabbos was you took the good, the bad from the good. But I'm not, but I put them, mixed them together again.
Same person did it?
Even everybody, the same person, different person, but I mixed it together again. And now I reselected it in a kosher way. So I'm not benefiting from your, what you did. I'm not benefiting, because they were mixed up again. I'm not benefiting from your buyer. So maybe I should be allowed to eat the fruits. So what's the halacha?
But wasn't that the fruit was actually part of the
fruit was
process.
Part of the usher mitzvah,
right?
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not benefiting from your. Meaning, if I would benefit from eating the apple now, so I benefited from your isser shabbos, right? From your action, I'm benefiting from your action. When I was worried about the fruit doesn't become like trape. Your action, since it came from a ma'aseh shabbos, I'm benefiting from a ma'aseh chilul shabbos. But now I'm not benefiting from that. I've mixed everything up, and I reselect them in a proper way. So I'm not benefiting from your chilul shabbos.
I'm thinking like the pot, where the pot became trade.
Oh,
even though
edible by
Jews.
So, look, so you're saying maybe the fruit become issa. Once you eat the Chol Shabbos, the fruits, maybe the fruits have issues with the fruit.
Like the pot.
Maybe it has the facts of life. But I guess maybe Shai said it a little bit.
He says usser. He says usser. Because the knas. Part of the penalty is that you can't benefit from Ma'aseh Shabbos. You can't undo. He brings all proof, and he says it's usher. He comes out that it's usher. He brings the proof from Hilchos Tibur.
And where we said that it was forbidden for everyone, or only till Matzei Shabbos?
Only till Matzei Shabbos. For him, forever. For everyone, right?
Yeah.
Correct. For him, forever, and everyone else till Matzei Shabbos. So it's not going to help you to eat your fruit salad to remix it. Again, this is only b'mezid. It's not about someone who doesn't know a lady in the kitchen doesn't know what she's doing, or she didn't realize what she was doing.
Yeah, right.
But that here was done on purpose. The person said, I don't care about Shabbos.
Right.
They said, I'm busy.
Oh, you know that it's I'm a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have someone that's religious, they just don't know anything. It's not amazing.
Yeah.
They're not doing
it. It has to be, you know.
Right. You know
what Shabbos is, and you know what the law is.
Now, here comes a quick halacha. Where do you have a classic Hizabar? When you're peeling things, every time you peel, like here you say you're peeling onions, you're peeling garlic, you're peeling a rima, you peel an orange, whatever you peel. Here also, what's the halacha? Right away. So over there it's interesting. Over there you really can't take the good from the bad. Anything has a shell, you have chicken with skin. You have an orange. You have to take the bad off from the good. You can't take the good from the bad. Correct. Right, because what? So see it over there. That's the way you're supposed to eat. So there we let you take off the bad first. However, you still have to keep the other two conditions. You can't do it with a kli that's used for this thing usually. and you have to eat it right away.
You can't use a peeler after you're dying. You can't use a vegetable peeler on a certain
shot. It's machloek because the place can use a vegetable peeler. But that's interesting. But
with a knife, you're probably okay.
Right, the knife is for sure okay. Some people want to be machor not to use a peeler, but whatever your pesukim say. I think a lot of Ashkenazim
said you can.
You can, yes. Yeah, Ashkenazim, a lot of Ashkenazim are machor, they don't, but Ravadi says you can. A lot of people use more Sephardim. See if Ashkenazim more than machor not to use a peeler. Shabbos, they peel the knife. It has to do with this issue. But it comes over here that since it's Derech Achilas, so you're not so you're going to have to take the bath first, but that's the way you do it. There's no other way to do it, so therefore it's much. No. However, so let's say some people don't even do it with the regular kli, that's if it's considered the kli to do bar. Let's say a peel is considered a kli to bar. Some people do use it to peel, some people don't. But however, you still have to keep the other condition of eating it right away. So if you peel the salad, right, you peel the cucumbers for a salad, you have to peel it within an hour of your sudan. Right? If you peeled your oranges for your fruit salad, it has to be within an hour of your sudo. If you're peeling your pomegranate, whatever you're peeling, has to be within an hour of the, at least the beginning of your sudo when you're doing this bur. Right? People think it's not bur, but since it's an orange, not, it is bur, but you take the bad from the good because that's the way you eat. But it's still considered bur. You still have to keep to the rule of bur that it flies. So therefore, if someone makes a salad, they're peeling vegetables, should be within an hour. Some places say a half hour. Ben Shkai is giving us up to an hour of the beginning of the sudo. Even if you eat it for dessert, it's fine.
What do we all diet? Half hour?
I'm saying Ben Ishchai is an hour. Right. Usually, I don't know, they say usually
that's
half
your
hour. That's your book.
Anybody hold like the Ben Ishchai in the same?
Usually they hold that when it says miyad, so a lot of halachas, it means within a half hour, because that's the we learned the halachas. That's what some of the Rishonim say it means. But I think Shmir Shas HaChas said, I think if I remember correctly, it says a half hour. Because it says miyad, it was always a half hour, but you can look it up. Never ever rely on up to an hour.
Right.
Some of the ladies want to prepare before. They want to prepare what's called. But some of them want to prepare a salad in the morning and then go to shul. This and that. It's not so good. Take a walk for 2 hours. That's a problem. It's going to be cucumbers. And other things also cutting small. Also, things get to be close.
Talk about like let's say washing lettuce. Is that more right? If you're washing and you're separating the bugs.
So
right?
Washing lettuce is a big problem. Washing lettuce on Shabbos is a problem. Right. The lettuce we get. Even though it's checked, even though it's grown in sand, hopefully, and chemicals and everything, but there's still, why do you have to, still they say you should soak it for 3 minutes and soap and then wash it. Why are you washing it? Because you look in the water that you wash it many, many times, you find flies,
right.
Find little flies in there. Mm-hmm. So which means I'm really doing bar, because I'm trying to, by me putting it under the running water, putting a thing, I'm trying to separate the good from the bad.
Right.
So there it's a big problem to wash lettuce on Shabbos. You could do it if you don't have time, every Shabbos, wash a little bit quickly, soak it and wash it, and then
you
check
wash
it.
Your hands either, then.
What?
You can't wash your hands either.
No.
You get the dirt off and then come over.
No, I think it's a lot.
Why? You're separating right here. You're not separating the two things. You're just washing the dirt off your hand. Not separating.
It's a problem.
No, you're using it. But you're using your hands right away. Take the good and the bad.
You're just washing your hands because you want to use them. So.
It's not a problem.
Come on.
Wash your hands because you want to eat it.
No, but it's more because...
You're separating two different things right here. Also separating is separating two different things. You're separating. It's not like you have a solid and if you have one thing solid on the top of it, is it? If you have a solid right. And you have something else in a bowl, every time you take something out of a bowl, you're not doing burr from the bowl. You're not like separating the piece of lettuce from the bowl. It's not going burr. It's two different species of things that are mixed together.
So
lettuce is a yes or no. It's a good question that comes up a lot of times. You don't wash the lettuce before Shabbos. You want to wash the lettuce. They say to run in the water. Some people say, oh, it's the soapy water fish, and also for sure run it underwater to get the wash off the bugs in the sand. It's a problem with Shabbos. You're doing it because you want to select. I'm not sure if it's there. But the reason why you're washing it off is to make sure to
right.
Do burr.
Sure, right.
If not, there's no point in washing it off. Right. So it's a problem to wash the lettuce underwater.
But maybe not everyone holds that. I don't know.
What?
Maybe not supposed to hold that.
That what, you have to wash it?
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. It's okay to wash it some posting, maybe.
So that's it. You don't have to soak it. A lot of people agree, at least for sure you should look at it, but no, it's for sure worth it. You see flies. If you looked at the water, you see flies.
Yeah.
And they say on the package themselves, even though it's grown in sand, they say we can't do everything.
Because lettuce would be the only vegetable like that, basically, right?
Or you want to scrub celery.
You wash off the pepper before you eat it. It's not more. You're just washing it off, but the actual, because it's floating to the top of them, you'd see the bugs.
Right, is the lettuce is the main issue with lettuce.
Strawberries.
Any
strawberries.
Or really buggy things that that.
You don't need it.
The only way to check a strawberry is to peel it and shred it and blend it.
Depends. They say they have better strawberries.
I eat two chamuts ice cream all the time. Two chamuts.
They say recently there is a type that is good. They grow them in a special way. It always, these things vary. They go up and down. They used to be good. Now I'm saying now they say don't eat strawberries. But you have to know that it's dependent on the situation. You're right. Usually.
Moshe Bai says don't eat strawberries.
Pesach
too.
Moshe Bai.
He's like the Balkanon. Balkanon. He goes by Moshe Bai.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, he said not worth the strawberries.
Not worth the
strawberries. It could be in certain places they do have their such a thing of holding strawberries.
Get them frozen, the frozen ones.
Frozen bugs are
still less.
Even their eyes explode.
No, it's true that ice cream stores have these things because you have to know the hetzer if it's halachically if you
blend it,
then it's okay because it's not like
Skittles.
Yeah. However, you have to know how exactly it works. You can't take a bug on purpose and grind it up and eat it.
Right.
Well, because if you know it's not for sure, there'll be a bug in there. But basically, eat your strawberry ice creams because they blended it. So usually they're more.
Stick with chocolate.
Chocolate covered strawberries? Yeah, I know. What you mean.
No, just chocolate ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate covered bugs. Oh, so.
Bugs. Here it says here, but yes.
Oh, so what about also when you have, let's say, in a stalk of lettuce, in a stalk of celery, or in like a bunch, a thing of celery, you're going to have now some rotten leaves and some good leaves, right? Some of them went rotten. Mm. So if they're separated, so then very simple, just take the good from the bad. But what about when they're on a whole piece? You have a whole like a stalk of lettuce. So the outer ones are all rotten. That's what happens a lot of times. The outer ones become rotten. So my life, do I feel like sit there pulling out the inside ones, or that's the way to get to it? So maybe I can pull out the rotten ones first. Right? So you always have to take the good from the bad, unless the derech is to take the normal way to get to it, like the only way to get to it is like an orange. Only if you have to take off the bad part.
Right, like a cucumber at the top. You have to cut that before you can cut anything else, basically. You could cut it in the middle, I guess. Just going down cutting, right?
So what else are you cutting? I don't know what you're separating one from the other. Then you're cutting the cucumber, so you like separate the two. Right. Now we're selecting over there. Right. Right, don't push away the bad, right? Unless you have the top, unless you have the bad, don't push the bad stuff off your cutting board. Because they're taking the bad from the good. Good, so let's see, let's see a vegetable. Shame and pasha, they're getting rotten and spoiled. Go karpas, celery, the karti, and leek, and all these cancel and like. Well, yiver, don't select have a pasha like they're rotten ones, not tighter for the good ones. El Yivra, rather, take the good ones. The Mazar, what are we talking about? Ba'alam, Mufradim, Zavizah, when the leaves are separate. Ba'alam, the leaves are Mufradim, they're separated. Zavizah, this from that one. She'enim Kalachim, Mechubarim, they're not stalks which are attached to each other. They're not attached stalks. You have things that are attached, like their lettuce, Fachayetze. Asham, Mupashim, Bachot, the rotten are on the outside. Then then you're allowed to take them off first. And then afterwards take why? Because this is the way that you do it. This is the normal way to do it. So whenever it's the normal way to take the bad first, because that's the normal way to get to it, that's what you're supposed to do.
Like we,
what?
Not for lettuce.
Yeah.
If it's just under running water, no problem. If it's put in a bowl of soapy water, if it's edible to begin with, you have to make sure that it's nothing, it's okay. But if it was already all infested, you had to put it so good to get it off to make it edible, then it's
okay. Now, Ezra Algar, he told me that almost all of them, they say that the companies themselves say they have bugs. So basically nothing edible these days.
Right.
All the companies themselves say you have to check it.
Yeah.
So which means you see bugs. If you run underwater and go, you'll see actual floods. You see many bugs.
Not always.
A lot of the time I see bugs. He told me that you assume that there's bugs on them. So if you're washing them, even the companies tell you you should assume, even though they're checked and they're all kinds of shame on them.
No, when they're packaging them, the bugs land on them.
Anyway, he told me, I asked him about this. He told me, he told me you shouldn't wash. He told me they have bugs, and the companies say they have bugs on them. That's all. He told me the companies say they have bugs, so you shouldn't do it. I don't know.
Who told you that?
From Algor, Othman Algor, the poser here told me the companies themselves say they have bugs and you see the bugs. So therefore you have to assume there's bugs on them. I mean, he's right. He told me, Nakalash is right. He's saying that if you could assume there's no bugs, then you're not worried, you're not doing any burn. Rav Agra told me you have to assume the companies themselves tell you there's bugs on it.
No, the companies say there are bugs. Those says there may be.
But they're very sure about that. They say if they soak for 3 minutes and he told me you see bugs, I see bugs. Fine, so you have to know the reality. There's really a question in that it's huge, really. Really, that's the question. So he's right.
You that be very, very fine.
Okay, fine, here. Fine, so you have to know that it's huge. That's the reality, right? Because all these things change from time to time. Maybe I have to ask him again.
You get
a good company, yeah. Yeah, fine, very good. So you say, it could be if you know there's no bugs in them, you could wash it. I don't know. You could ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I hear. Fine. So he said, if it was lettuce, you could first take off the rotten ones because that's the dirt. But he said, they ain't derech achilu b'kach la'akam d'racha la'akam. It's not the derech achilu to eat lettuce, to stick your hand into the other ones, into the good ones, and start to, right, to make your hand crooked and to start sticking it inside into the chazeres. To take out the good ones. But again, also here again, even though we're letting you take the bad for the good first, you still have to do it immediately and not do it with a specialty. We're saying whenever we say it's derech achilu, we're only giving you a heter on that one condition. The other two conditions, you still we're only telling you you can take the bad first because that's a derech. You still have to make sure it's not with a specified kli and it's for using it right away with any hour. Shkayach. Baruch Hashem. We got us some hachos bar. Shabbos.
Well, amazing stuff.
So you brought it right from Hilchos Shabbos, but Hilchos Bishul, that you go and give it to a guy to cook more. It doesn't know. He came out. He says to other people, it's our thing. He says, us.
Like you cooked it, you asked the guy to cook it, then it cooled down, and you reuse it.
Right. This is all about amazing. It's all we did it on purpose. Now, hopefully, it's not going to happen on no one's
Shabbos. Right. It was on purpose.